Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now. Michigan has become the first state with a Republican-led legislature to raise its minimum wage this year to $9.25 an hour over the next 4 years. And Republican Governor Rick Snyder signed that increase into law last night, just a day before backers of a voter referendum that would increase the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour had planned to submit signatures. Joining us now is Governor Rick Snyder. Governor, welcome back.
It's great to be with you again, Jeremy.
Well, why did you sign this bill?
Well, I think it was a good compromise. We did this in a bipartisan fashion with both Republicans and Democrats coming together to say, here's a compromise that really looks at the balance of increasing the minimum wage to help lower-income wage earners have more, and at the same time, do it in a fashion that's in a gradual fashion and a responsible fashion up to 925 in 2018 that makes sure that hopefully we can create jobs and see job creation continue to happen and not run the risk of seeing jobs go away.
As you know, there are some people who have been saying any increase in the minimum wage is going to destroy jobs and going to hurt job creation. You obviously don't believe that.
Well, it's a balancing act. If you go back, we had 740. We were above the national average for minimum wage, but it had been a number of years, and costs do go up. So I think this was a responsible balance to say it's not one extreme or the other, but there's a responsible way, and I think this was done in a good way. Again, we had good bipartisan support to do this, and isn't that a great way to see things get accomplished?
Well, what do you think about this initiative, then, to get an increase up to $10.10 an hour onto the ballot?
Well, I think that would be too much in terms of if you looked at it, we looked at cost of living, looked at the analysis. The other one, that was going to raise the tipped piece up to $10.10.
This is for tipped for workers that rely on tips.
Yeah, the tipped workers, in addition to other people going to $10.10, they all would have gone to $10.10. That I think that could have been devastating, in particular for the restaurant industry. So there were real challenges to the ballot issue. And the other thing I'd mention, Jeremy, is one of the key things is it's good to get this issue addressed in some thoughtful fashion, but I think we need to work on the overall question of just job generation, period. And that's a huge issue, and I think there's a lot of opportunity out there where we can do more, and we're seeing that in Michigan. For example, we create a program called Community Ventures to work on the structurally unemployed. We placed over 1,200 people, and their average wage was over $11.50 an hour. So, again, minimum wage is only one element. I think we can do much more to get our economy going and generate jobs by having a strong private sector.
But some people may be confused by the idea that $9.25 an hour is okay. That's what your bill would do, but $10.10 is too much. Why is there such a difference between those two numbers for you?
Well, I think if you look at it, we were at 740 in Michigan, and getting to 1010 is a big leap. Where we're doing this on a gradual fashion, we're actually including something to have it increased by consumer price index after the 925. So hopefully we're putting a structural solution in place to do it in a thoughtful way, and again, a way that balances what may be important to have businesses be successful and actually have those jobs to begin with, and at the same time allowing people at that entry wage to have an opportunity to make more.
What about the issue of tipped employees? You brought that up. Your bill would increase the wage for tipped employees, the minimum wage, from $2.65 an hour to $3.51 an hour by 2018. Is that enough for people to be making, even if they're getting tips in addition?
Yeah, most of the research shows that the people making tips quite often were making more than the minimum wage amount, the total amount other people were making. And what we did to sort of address that, Jeremy, is we made it a percentage of whatever the minimum wage is. So it will ratchet up in a responsible fashion. It's really set at 38% of whatever the minimum wage is.
Now, your opponent coming up in your reelection battle, Mark Schauer, has said it took you 6 months and the prospect of this ballot proposal to change your mind on the issue of minimum wage. How do you respond to that?
Well, there's a lot of talk in politics. I mean, the way I view this is this was getting action done in a bipartisan fashion. And isn't that a good way to do things? So it took some time. It took some effort. It took compromise by Republicans and Democrats coming together. But isn't this the kind of outcome we'd like to see at the national level in terms of people working well together?
Would you like to see the federal minimum wage raised up to $9.25 an hour?
Well, again, I think in Michigan, it was the responsible thing to do. I leave it. There's a whole other challenge in Washington and how they operate. And again, that's quite a mess. And I hope they get straightened out in many different aspects.
How many people are making the minimum wage in Michigan?
Well, there's quite a few in Michigan, but I would say is we've got a large tourism industry. We have a large piece there that's involved in this, and obviously the restaurant and some of the hospitality trade. We have a lot of people at minimum wage. So this will benefit quite a few people.
Okay, one other thing I want to ask you about while we have you, which is this presidential task force has come out with its recommendations on what to do about thousands of dilapidated buildings and vacant lots in Detroit. It says that to clean that up would cost about $850 million. Do you think that's the right idea, to remove these abandoned homes and buildings?
Well, I think I have been a strong supporter of that. It's not just to remove them, but to rehabilitate them when possible. And I think the report, it's quite significant, but it was really based on work that had already been done in terms of the Detroit City Future Plan, the people in Detroit did themselves for their future. And we'd supported it with hardest hit funds from the federal government and also state funds and other resources to already start the process. So I would say this is just another good step in moving things along, and it's great to see progress in Detroit. Detroit's on the path of being the comeback city.
But do you think it's worth $850 million to remove all these properties?
I think it could cost in that dollar amount frame over – the question is what time period, because it can't be done overnight, and it will take a number of years to do that. If you looked at the plan of adjustment in Detroit, Kevin Orr himself was in the $500 million range in terms of what resources could be set aside. This just means we may have to work a little harder to find additional resources over the next few years.
Governor, last week we spoke with an executive from J.P. Morgan, which had announced a big amount of loans and grants for Detroit. And I asked him, you know, what he saw Detroit becoming in the next 10, 20 years. He said it could be a city like Chicago. Is that your view, or what are you expecting Detroit to be 20 years down the road?
Well, Detroit's already on the path to being a very exciting place. Again, it should be a premier city in our country. That's what its legacy was. It went through and has gone through very difficult times, but it's already coming back. The Midtown and Downtown of Detroit are already coming back strong. There's 98% occupancy for housing because of young professionals wanting to live in Detroit. And as we resolve the bankruptcy, Detroit is going to be poised to be one of the great value and exciting places to live, work, or play in the United States and the world. So there's a bright future there. We just need to continue on a path of good partnership teamwork to work on it together.
Do you see the auto industry, though, as the center of Detroit's economy going forward?
Well, the autos are going to continue to be a really important role in Michigan. We shouldn't walk away from that at all, but there is continuing diversification in terms of startup companies, in terms of, you know, new technologies coming, medical devices. There's a lot of exciting things that are going on in Detroit on a very broad base.
Rick Snyder is the governor of Michigan, a Republican. Rick Snyder, thanks so much for joining us again.
It was great to be with you, Jeremy. Take care.
And as we said, Michigan becomes the first state with a Republican-led legislature to raise the wage. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures this year, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Maryland, Minnesota, and West Virginia have raised their minimum wages, as well as the District of Columbia. Vermont's legislature has passed an increase, but it hasn't been signed by the governor yet. You're listening to Here and Now.